Good morning, this is Judy Mario, and this is Choices, a show about the choices that we have to make in our lives. Listeners, every single day we talk about choices, and there are millions of choices that you and I make every day of our lives that make a difference as to whether or not we have the success and the joy in our lives that we wish to have. Today we're talking about, are you getting what you really want out of life? Are you accomplishing the things that you really want? And thank you to Pamela for suggesting this topic. Listeners, I always love to talk about the things that you want to hear about. And so I appreciate it when you send me those emails and say, listen, can you help me out here? I really want to hear about this particular thing. And so we're talking about choices and goals because Pamela thought that she would like to hear about more about goal setting, because sometimes people set goals and they don't really work. They don't really accomplish things. But it's sometimes because we don't pay attention to doing it the right way. Or maybe it's not that we don't pay attention. Maybe we just don't know how to do it the right way. So what might be a right way to set goals? Well, the first thing is to get really, really, really clear on what it is that you want. What do you want to have? What do you want to do? What do you want to be? Get clear. I very often set goals and get exactly what I want, and people are shocked. My dad taught me to do this when I was young because I was not getting the things that I wanted. I wasn't becoming who I wanted to be, and my dad said, you have to visualize. Visualize. Now, what does that visualize mean? It means you have to see a clear picture of what you want the end result to be. And so I had to learn how to do that. And my dad told me that if you cut out pictures of the things you wanted, or you cut out words of the characteristics that you wanted, or if you cut out pictures of the places you wanted to go and you paste those around where you can see them regularly, then it helps you to become more clear and see the pictures in your mind. So I've done that time after time after time in my life, and it's just become a regular pattern now that on the first night of the new year, every year, I set my goals for the year. I sit down and determine what I want to accomplish that year and cut out the pictures of what I want. Because you see, goal setting is the key that unlocks the door to your positive self-esteem. If you set a goal and you achieve it, your self-esteem goes up. You start to feel better about who you are. You start to believe in yourself. You start to believe that you can make things happen. I've visualized books and made them happen. I've visualized a magazine and made it happen. I've visualized cars and made them come into my life. So you can do this too. This is not just something for people like me. This is something for all of us. And this is a skill and a technique that you can learn. See, the feeling of accomplishment that you gain through goal attainment is so highly rewarding. And this feeling fuels you to continue pursuing and to continue achieving other worthwhile goals. Goals basically could be described as dreams with a deadline. Therefore, they connect the here and now with the actual process of achievement. There are some traps associated with goal setting, so we have to be very, very careful not to get stuck in those traps. One of the traps is that goals can be very complex, and if it's too complex, it may make the goal unattainable. And so you want to be sure it's not too complex. Now, I didn't say that it's not too big or it's not too big a dream, but that it is not too confusing. So you need to get real clear on exactly what it is that you want. And then you want to lay out the steps of how you're going to achieve that. Now, that doesn't mean that you're going to always do it that way, because like when I decided I wanted a black Mercedes, a particular black Mercedes, and I saw a picture of this black Mercedes that I wanted, and I cut the picture out and put it on the visor of my car. Now, at the time, I was driving a Volkswagen, and I loved my Volkswagen. I just wanted this Mercedes. It was a bigger luxury car, and I wanted it for my business, and I wanted it for taking people out places, and I wanted it just for my self-esteem. And so I cut out this picture, and I put it on the visor. And then I started getting more pictures of the same car, and I cut them out. I put one on the refrigerator. I put one on the mirror in my bathroom. I put one in my goal achievement book. I put the pictures where I could see them regularly. And I was thinking that I had to work for this Mercedes and start saving my money. So I laid out my plan. I'm going to buy this Mercedes within a certain period of time, and I'm going to save so much every single week. Well, that was the way it started out. And then the universe seemed to want to help me out with this because I was so clear on the exact car that I wanted. And one day I was sitting in Spanish class, and I heard the man behind me say to the lady sitting next to him, "Do you know anyone that wants to buy a Mercedes?" And she said, "No, why?" And he said, "Because I bought this Mercedes for my girlfriend, and she doesn't want it. She won't drive it. She says it's too big. She wants the little smaller version of the Mercedes, the sports car. She doesn't want this sedan." And I was listening to this story as it went on, and the lady was saying, she didn't know anyone. And so I turned around, and I looked at him, and I said, "Well, how would you like a new girlfriend?" Well, needless to say, he wasn't looking for a new girlfriend, and it was just funny what I said. But I said, "Listen, I'd like to look at that car." So he said after class he would take me to look at it, and I went and looked at it, and you know what? There it was. It was my car. It was exactly the car I had visualized. It had the Lorenzo body kit on it. It had the black leather interior. It had all the wood trim. It was absolutely beautiful. It was the exact car that I wanted. Now, it came to me a lot sooner than I thought it was going to. I wasn't thinking of buying a second-hand car. And even though this car was previously owned, it was still new. It was only a few months old. And I got a better deal because he said he didn't want money for the equity that he had in it. What he wanted was someone to take over the payments and pay the balance off so he wouldn't be having two car payments because he was buying the girlfriend the new car that she wanted. And so I got this car at just about half price of what I would have gotten at retail. But it was about 6 months old. And it did have a few miles on it. So not a lot, but it had a few miles on it. So I got my car, I got my dream, and I got it without having to go through the year of planning, the actual working of the plan. Yes, I planned it, but I didn't actually have to do the year of working the plan that I was thinking up front that I had to do. So what we have to do is determine a goal, get clear on the goal, make a plan, and be willing to work that plan, and if something comes along better or there's some better offer, well, then go for goodness sakes, because you've got to make sure you know what you want. And for goodness sakes, don't set goals based on what someone else told you that you wanted. Like, for instance, my husband was always saying to me, "You don't really want a Mercedes." Well, I did. I really wanted a Mercedes. And he'd say, "Well, let's buy a car that's more affordable." In the long run, I got a car that was affordable because I got the car I wanted at a much cheaper price. And so don't let other people tell you what you want. Don't tell them what they think you should want. Don't let them tell you what they think you should want. You go after what it is you want in life, and don't settle for less than the things that you really, really want. See, goal setting is for us. It's not something we do to please other people. You're going to spend a lot of time achieving your goal, so you got to be sure that it's fun. And make it experimental, for goodness sakes. You don't have to say, "Well, it has to be just exactly this way." Make it experimental. Try different ways of doing things and make it meaningful to you. Make it meaningful to you because you don't want it to have to be something that you worked so hard for, and then when you got it, it wasn't what you really wanted. You want to go after what you really want. And don't be overly rigid about your goals. And what I mean by that is don't be rigid about how you're going to get it. Make up your mind what you want. Tell the universe that this is what you want. Get those pictures of what you want. Cut them out. Put them around everywhere. Put them where you can see them. And know that that's what you want. And, you know, sometimes we have to deal with failure when we don't meet our goals. I'll give you, for instance, recently I was looking at a house that I really, really wanted. And the house just seemed to be everything that I wanted. It was the right price. It was in the right location. It had the right amenities. It had the crown molding and the baseboard, and it had been recently remodeled. And that house was just everything I wanted. And I thought it was mine. I really wanted that house, and I made a plan for that house and made an offer on that house. And I thought when I made the offer that if it wasn't enough, the person selling the house would come back to me and say, no, that's not enough. You need to make another offer. Well, somebody else made another offer the same day that I made an offer, and they made it for considerably more, and the buyer just took the other people's offer. And I was just crushed because I just felt like that house was going to be mine. I just knew it was going to be mine. But we have to remember that sometimes when we don't get what it is we want, there's a reason for it. So I must always remember to say, I want this or something better. This or something better. Because sometimes it turns out that the this wasn't what we were really supposed to have. And, I was hurt. I got to admit, I was hurt. I cried. I was upset because I really felt those people should have come back to us and said, you can make a higher offer, especially because we made our offer before the people who made the higher offer. So I just felt like, no, this didn't work. But, you know, I have to believe that there must have been a reason that I didn't get that particular house and that something better is coming along. So what I'm doing now is I'm cutting out the things that I want in a book. I'm cutting out pictures and I'm putting them in a book on the things that I want my house to have. And so if it wasn't that house, perhaps it'll be another house. See, some of the best successes in life are built from failure. They're built from failure. You know, in response to a recent survey, 4 millionaires said that they had set the goal to have $1 million by the age of 35. And on average, each of these people had held 18 jobs before they made their millions. Each one, 18 jobs before he made his million. In other words, he had an average of 18 failures. And from these failures, each had learned what didn't work. And then he was able to redirect his energies to what would work. If you fail to meet a goal, deal with it consciously. Ask yourself if it is a goal you still wish to attain, or is this a goal you should let go? It's important to deal with any unattained goals in this way. If you don't, they're going to stack up in your subconscious under the heading of failure, and they're going to create resistance to further goal setting. And so you can't just say, oh, it was a failure because I didn't get what it is that I wanted. If you didn't get what it is that you wanted, perhaps it wasn't right for you, or perhaps you hadn't done something right in your goal setting. So any goal you choose will affect every part of your life in some way, and that's why it's important to get clear on what it is that you want. To be successful, you must make things happen. You must be self-motivated. Self-motivation is so very, very important to goal setting. This is Judy Mario, and this is Choices. Today we're talking about how to get what you really want out of life. Sometimes I wonder if we know what we really want. But if we set our goals, if we visualize our success, then rewards will come our way. We will get accomplishment. I told you a little bit earlier about how I visualized the magazine Choices and how it came about. And you know, every month I'm so excited because when I start the magazine, I start with a theme. Every month I don't have any writers. Every month I don't know where I'm going. And then I visualize the magazine. I tell people about the magazine. I tell them I want them to write articles. And then you know what? They start to write the articles. They start to send them in. I put it together. I send it all over to the layout artist. Jake, the layout artist, is just awesome. He lays out the magazine. And poof, in no time at all, we have a magazine. I want you to go over and look at it because this was one of my goals, and you can see how it's come about and how successful it really is. Go to judymoyo.com and click on to get Choices Magazine, or go to choicesonlinemedia.com and you can get the magazine. In fact, if you go to choicesonlinemedia.com/current issue, it'll take you right to the current issue. And you can take a look at what I'm talking about how these goals do become reality. So here I have this online magazine that's full of positive mental attitude articles, and it has great writers, some of the best motivational speakers and writers in the country write for me and send their articles, and they're in the magazine. And you can see how I made one of my goals happen, and at the same time, you're going to benefit because you can get this free magazine regularly and take a look at it and read the articles, because there's great articles in there on goal setting and on life balance and how to deal with stress and on how to have faith when we feel like we're just about to give up and how to change our attitude and self-esteem. There's so much in the magazine, so go over there. And in fact, just sign up for my free newsletter and you'll get a notice every time the magazine's ready to come out. So go to Judy Morio, that's JudyMoreo.com, and sign up for my free newsletter and you'll get a regular announcement of when the new magazine is posted, and you can just go over and read that for free. And also, when you get to sign up for the newsletter, you're going to get another special reward. You're going to get an audio recording of my recording, Know Who You Are. So I think you'll enjoy that as well. See, we're talking about getting what you really want out of life, and one of the things that makes that happen is that you need to be self-motivated. Self-motivation is the bridge between thinking about your goals and accomplishing them. Self-motivation is the desire you have to achieve or to attain something. It's essential to succeeding in any endeavor. It's not something that comes naturally for everyone, however. It's self-motivation is that we want something bad enough to get up and make it happen. And it can be learned. It can be developed. It's that inner desire that keeps you always moving forward in spite of discouragement, in spite of mistakes, in spite of setbacks. And you can actually build this desire. You build this desire and achieve your goals by having belief in yourself. Belief in yourself. Allow only positive thoughts to dominate your thinking. Thoughts such as, I'm totally responsible for me. I have high but realistic expectations of myself. The future offers opportunities to me. These are affirmations, these kind of thoughts, where you affirm to yourself that something about yourself is true. I am totally responsible for me. That's an affirmation that you are totally responsible for you, and you're totally responsible for what happens in your life, and you can bring about what you think about. If you want something to happen, you can make it happen. You can say to yourself, I have high but realistic expectations of myself. So many people told me in my life, your expectations are too high. They're way too high. Well, it's okay to have high expectations. There's nothing wrong with that. The future offers opportunities to me. The future offers opportunities to all of us. So concentrate on that. The opportunities are out there. Be open. Be aware that the opportunities are there. Seek the opportunities and go after them. See, forcing yourself to think this way may be difficult at first, especially if you haven't done it. If you've never done it before, it could be difficult. And it takes practice. You must believe you are a success for success to come your way. You must believe you can have what you really want out of life in order for you to get it. You must believe it. It is done unto you as you believe. The second step in getting what you really want out of life and to achieving your goals is to overcome your fears. See, fear is the opposite of desire. Fear creates stress, panic, and anxiety, and therefore it defeats your plans. It defeats your goals. It keeps you from getting what you really want out of life. So it's important for you to identify and understand your fears, because only when you identify and understand them can you defeat them. Take action. Action cures fear. If you just sit there like you're frozen and you can't move forward, you're allowing the fear to take over. And what you want to do is take action. Take a step. Do something. Once you begin doing something, it becomes easier and your fears will disappear. It's the same way whether I'm creating the magazine Choices or whether I'm painting a picture. I look at the blank slate. I look at that canvas and I think, oh goodness, can I do it? Can I make it happen? And then I put a little bit of paint on it. And then I think, this is really bad. I've really messed this up. And I put a little more paint on it and a little messed it up. And then I keep doing it and keep working on it. And I keep saying to myself, I believe it. I can make it happen. I can draw this picture. I can paint this picture. I can turn out this painting. And sure enough, I will end up with a very nice painting. And it's the same thing about the magazine. Sometimes I'll write an article or two and I think these are not really good, or are people going to really read these? Are people going to want to read these? Are people going to come back month after month with me at Choices Online Magazine? Are they going to want to come back to Choices Online Media and be here with me and read the magazine? And what if I don't get an advertiser? What happens then? We all get those kinds of negative thoughts from time to time, but you can't let them take over your mind. You've got to say, I can do this. I can accomplish this. I can write a good article. I can get other people to write articles. I can draw a line. I can paint a picture. I can sew up the dress. I can, whatever it is that you want to do with your life, you have to believe you can do it, and you have to take that first step. You have to begin, because the more you do it, the easier it gets, and your fears will disappear. Start now. Start right now. Don't wait until you have the perfect circumstances. Don't wait. There's never going to be an exactly the right time. Begin now. Welcome your challenges. Get in motion as soon as possible, and as your momentum builds, so will your motivation. When I first started doing the radio show, I was so scared, and I thought, I can't do this. I can't do this radio show. But I wanted to do the radio show, so it was worth a try. And you know what? It was worth doing it poorly at first. See, some of us think, well, if I can't do it good, if I can't do it well, if I can't do it excellent, I don't want to do it at all. Well, the truth is, nobody ever starts out excellent. So you must be willing to do it poorly in the beginning. You must be willing to make mistakes. You must be willing to do some things wrong. And, you know, everybody's not going to love you, but it doesn't matter. The important thing is, are you doing what you really want? Are you going after what you really want? Are you making it happen? Focus on your rewards. Why should you be motivated? What positive consequences will you enjoy when you put your action plan into motion? Visualize the rewards that achieving your goals are going to bring you. Visualize clearly and vividly. Make it such a good picture that you'll do almost anything to be a part of it. When you drive toward that image that you have in your mind, you are motivated. You are motivated. So go after it. And don't worry about not doing it really, really well in the first place. Just focus on the reward. What will you get if you accomplish what it is that you want to accomplish? One of the things I get is I get this feeling of elation. I get this feeling of, yes, I did it. All right, so it wasn't perfect. All right, so I made a mistake, or I used the wrong word, or I stumbled over a word, or I said what I didn't mean, and I had to correct myself. So what? The fact of the matter is, you did it. You did it. And it's never going to be exactly the right time. It is never going to be exactly the right way. It's never going to be all the things that we thought. Well, I can't say never, but don't wait for it to be. Just go ahead and get started. Just go ahead and get started. Because like I said before, action cures fear. If you do the things that you want to do, if you move forward on your goals, then you're going to be a lot further along than if you didn't do anything. If you didn't do anything, and one of the rewards is the self-esteem that you get from having tried. I mean, you don't want to have your life go by and think, oh, I wish I had it, I wish I did, I wish I could have. You want to make the commitment to go for your goals, to work toward the goal for your own personal reasons, for your own purpose. Start now. Start now, and self-motivation will begin to build within you. You will be absolutely amazed at what you can do when you take those first steps and get started. I've designed an achievement journal. I did it for myself. It took me over 20 years to design the achievement journal because it was, how do you set the goals? How do you get started? How do you do what you need to do in order to achieve what you want to? So I designed a book that you can actually write down your goals in the 8 different areas of your life. And when I say the 8 different areas, what I'm talking about are the areas of your life that really and truly create stress. And those are things like your career, your finances, your relationships, your health, your education, your fun even. Are you having fun? Do you have goals for having fun? Your community, what are you doing in your community to give back? And your spiritual goals. So in the 8 different areas of your life, I've made a place in the journal for you to write down your goals and also a page for you to cut out the pictures of your goals and paste those pictures in there. And then every day when you write in your journal, when you write, here's what I did today toward my goal. And that's what I want you to do, because if you don't focus on your goal, it won't happen. So every day you write in your journal, here's what I did to achieve my goal. And every day when you go in the journal to do that, look at your pictures, look at your goals, look at what you've written down, look at what you said you wanted. Because you have to find your formula for success. Excuse me. You have to make it happen. No one else is going to make it happen for you. And the journal actually has room for you to write in it all year long, as much or as little as you want to each day. And there are no dates on it. You put the date in when you write it. So you don't have to feel like, ooh, I skipped a day or two, and now my book looks funny, or I have blank pages. No, you just pick up where you left off each time. But if you want your goals to become reality, it will pay you to look at your journal every single day. And you can make one of these out of a 3-ring binder and do it. That's okay. But this one sells for $39.95, and it's a really nice little journal. In fact, it is your success program, and it's already written for you. All you have to do is fill in the blanks. So if you want one of these, go on over to judymorio.com, that's J-U-D-I-M-O-R-E-O.com, and go into the products page, and you can order it right there. It's called the Achievement Journal. This is Judy Morio, and this is Choices. Thank you for joining me today, and if you have any ideas of things that you want to hear about, please contact me, Judy@JudyMorio.com, and let me know exactly what it is you'd like me to talk about. And I will talk about the things that you can do to make the right choices so that you can get what you really want out of life. Most of all, I want you to always, always, always remember that you are more than enough.